I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. It's Andrew. I'm in my dressing room. Well, we have two beautiful women here today. Liv Tyler, she has not been on for a few years. She's only been on once, but I fell in love with her when she was on. And she was on with Common, and I immediately started following her on Instagram. It's a lot of baby pictures, but I'm down for it, you know, because I like her so much. And her babies are beautiful. She's on with Neve Campbell, who plays the Rock's wife in Skies. Well, I don't need to tell you what she's doing. I'll just tell you that she was last on with Scott Wolf from Party of Five, that we had a little Party of Five reunion. It was really cool. Anyway, kind of feel like these two women would know each other, but maybe they don't. It's either going to be really awkward or really good. I don't know why it would be awkward. Sometimes I can smell a little awkward, but we'll see. Let's all find out. Join me in the clubhouse.
She was in a film about a rock dangerously careening through the air, and now so is she. It's Watch What Happens Live with Liv Tyler and Neve Campbell now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, and as they say, you've never lived until you've hosted these guests together. Is that what they say? We first fell in love with my first guest in Armageddon and The Lord of the Rings, and her career has been an elfing smash ever since. Season 2 of her show Harlots is on Hulu now. Say hi to Liv Tyler! Teen Julia Salinger will one day grow up to marry The Rock? Well, she did, and I'm here for it. You can see her opposite her star. You can see her star opposite Dwayne Johnson in Skyscraper in theaters now. Please welcome back Neve Campbell. Before, but have the two of you ever met? Yes.
We've met before.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Briefly.
I think we have some mutual friends we run into.
I was in a movie with Robin Tunney called Empire Records. And she was in an amazing movie, The Crow.
I love The Crow. Behind the bar, she is a principal ballerina at New York City Ballet. Elizabeth Moss is producing her upcoming Hulu documentary, Ballet Now. So fingers crossed, it's as fun as The Handmaid's Tale. Say hi to Tyler Beck. See you. Let's get started. Okay, first of all, in Bravo news, Liv was at Topper Mortimer's wedding, and he is the first husband of a Real Housewife, Tinsley Mortimer. So we're all very, was there talk of Tinsley at the wedding?
Oh, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, just want to point that out. We like to make all of our connections. In other Bravo news, on next week's Below Deck, Captain Sandy gets pissed at Hannah. Take a look.
Where's Hannah? And still off with the guests.
No way. That is just wrong.
Can we go a bit forward so you can see this sunset?
Conrad, Sandy, get Hannah back to this boat. I'm not f***ing happy. And tell her to come see me immediately on the bridge.
They want you back.
No?
They want you back.
I want to fire her f***ing ass.
Ooh. And meanwhile, they're cavorting. Liv and Nav came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Liv not only has an enviable career, she also has a super enviable roster of A-list friends. Well, not if I can help it. Liv, I'm going to ask you some saucy questions about your famous pals. You pick your answers from Kate Moss, Julianne Moore, Alicia Silverstone, Kate Hudson, and Ava Mendez. Okay, who of those women would you call to bail you out of jail?
Oh my God,
It's Kate Moss, Alicia Silverstone, Kate Hudson, Kate Moss to get you out of jail. Who would be most fun on a crazy girls' night out?
Oh, Kate Moss.
Okay. Who would be most likely to accidentally spill one of your secrets?
I can't see their faces.
Kate, Alicia, Kate, Ava, and Julianne Moore.
None of them.
Okay, very good. Who would join you for an afternoon of edibles?
Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Who would be the best if you had to change a flat tire to help you change a flat?
Maybe Julianne Moore. She might really know a lot about a lot.
I kind of feel like that too. Who would you turn to for ideas to spice up your sex life?
All of them.
Who knows the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you of that group?
I don't know. That's really hard. Maybe Kate Moss.
Can we let Dory know to book Kate Moss, please? Thank you very much for it's time to create an equal amount of tension amongst your friends and co-stars with a round of Skyscrape, Her or Her. I'm going to show you two women you've worked with, and you'll pick between them in high-stakes situations.
Okay.
We played this last week with Dwayne Johnson, and it only caused minimal personal damage. Who would make a better sidekick, Courtney Cox or Denise Richards?
Courtney Cox.
Okay. Who would you be more intimidated by if she played your antagonist, Kathy Bates or Laurie Metcalf?
Lori.
Who would you love to have a badass fight scene with, Robin Wright or Ellen Pompeo?
Robin.
Who would you want by your side running away from a burning building in slow motion, Lacey Chabert or Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Lacey.
Yes. Who would you want to play your diabolical mother, Bette Midler or Shirley MacLaine?
Oh, gosh, they're both so good.
I know, it's true.
That's hard. Shirley.
Surely. Okay, who would you entrust to distract the bad guys with her womanly wiles and wit? Jamie Lee Curtis or Salma Hayek?
Salma.
Okay, thank you very much. Second, for the Lord of the Rings franchise, not only did Liv learn to speak Elvish, the fake language that nerds still use as foreplay in the bedroom to this day, but she also spent months learning sword fighting for a scene that was then cut. Until now. Here's what. It's time for you to teach me your talent. I never thought I'd be asking you this, but Liv, can you teach me the proper way to cross swords?
I was actually doing this with my 13-year-old son yesterday.
Oh, okay. Good.
Wait,
oh.
Well, you can just do like that.
Okay.
Go like that.
Okay.
Like that kind of thing. Okay.
Okay.
I can go like that. No, do it and stay. And then I can parry.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
she's
called
so good.
A parry.
Oh, my God. All right. That was exciting. Okay, I just crossed swords with Liv Tyler. Finally, long before she was starring in a movie about the big building, I'm sure other stuff happens in it too. She was building a career alongside some of the biggest names in the business, but has Dwayne Johnson's presence erased her mind of all other jocks before The Rock? Here's what, let's find out with building jocks. I'll show you a picture, Nev, of yourself posed alongside a famous gentleman whose face has been obscured by a building. You will try to ID the gentleman. Okay, first photo right here. Do you know who that gentleman is?
Oh my gosh. My outfit is just, I have such bad style. Or
no! Let's reveal. Matthew Berry. Okay. Any idea who this is? This is in 1998. Wow, this is actually really hard. It looks like a wide lapel.
There's nobody there.
You're at the Blockbuster Entertainment Awards.
The Blockbuster Entertainment Awards. Lillard? Matt Lillard?
Is it Matt Lillard? Kevin?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here you are in 1996.
Oh, my God.
Matching plaids. Any idea?
Oh, so grunge. Cute. Oh, grunge. Who's... I have no idea.
Is it?
Oh.
Okay, here you are in 2002. Any idea? Someone in a suit.
John Cusack?
Is it John Cusack? Bill Clinton! Okay, here you are in 1996. Any idea?
Nope.
Okay, it is Sir Patrick Stewart.
Aww,
you're
Patrick.
Like, I've never met that gentleman. Okay, here you are in 2000. Any idea? This is very hard the way we
look.
It's a man in a black suit. You don't look happy with him.
I don't, do I?
2002.
Well, that must be, no. I don't know. I really
Let's
don't.
Reveal. Oh,
God.
Okay, last up. Any idea? Man in a suit?
Up all my bad wardrobe and hair.
It is John Cusack. You remember him earlier. Thank you for playing. Let's go to Janet from New York with a question for Nev.
Hey, Nev. Okay, my question is, what do you think about the new reboot of Party of Five? And will you be making a cameo on the show if you're asked?
I love the idea of the new reboot because it's very timely. From what I understand, I spoke to Chris Kaiser, the creator of the show, and they're doing it with a Mexican family whose parents have been sent across the border, and they have to figure out how to stay together and be a family and raise each other.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's really poignant and important, so I'm really impressed, and if they want me to come and support somehow and do a scene in it, I probably would.
Love it. Okay, Eric D. texted, are the rumors true, Nev, that you were up for the role in Armageddon that went to Liv? Oh. Is that a rumor, and were you? Did you audition for Armageddon?
Yes, I was up for it. Oh. I can't remember whether... Yeah, but you got it, which is fantastic.
Okay. All right, this just got weird.
No!
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Oh, my God. Hi, Andy. This is Kelly. I have a question for Liv. I got to know, Liv, what's the most embarrassing thing your dad has ever done in front of you?
embarrassing. It's weird. I'm so used to both my parents are such kind of amazing, wild, eccentric people, but sometimes they just say things that are a little cringy. Or I'm like, okay, too much information.
Right.
I can't think of one right this
Has
second.
Has he ever like
on live
hit, on,
television,
hit on one of your friends or anything?
Yes. He was on TV recently telling a story about how he hit on Cameron Diaz, which I don't remember too much, but he was definitely flirting with her.
It happens.
Yeah. Usually I'm just telling him that his trousers are too tight. They're like always like I'm like the, around the package like can we just
by the
he
way
he wears a thong sometimes that's a bit weird
right all right okay see now they're rolling out
under his costumes actually one time they do a runner after the show sometimes which means if it's a big stadium you get right in the car and leave to
right.
beat traffic so I was in the car with like five friends and in came my dad's ass first
wow
so he took his trousers off sat his butt on a towel someone pulled them they were wet or something and there was maybe a leopard thong
involved. Oh my god
but it was kind of normal and then he started eating a sandwich
right
wrapped in a towel
that's amazing Nev what do you think of Dwayne Johnson running for president
Well, I don't know if he actually is.
No, I mean, he's not. What do you think of the idea? What do you think of the idea?
Listen, anyone's going to be better than, where we're at the moment.
There you go. Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy, I have a two-part question for Nev.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if you could tell us anything about the final season of House of Cards, and what was your reaction to Robin Wright's recent interview about Kevin Spacey?
Oh, I haven't. I'm sorry, I didn't.
You were in China when it aired.
I've been in China for the last 10 days, so I didn't see that, so right. I'll look it up. And I can't tell you anything about the last season. I'm very happy that they chose to make it, because I think it would be really sad for fans, including myself, because I'm a fan of the show too, to not be able to see a finale. So I think it's good that we'll at least get to see that.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's cool that she's running the show.
Fantastic.
And, yes.
Fantastic. She's so talented. She's so great in that show. So.
Right. Let's go to Jessica from New Jersey. Hey, Jessica, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Liv Tyler.
Okay.
Was there any truth that you were dating Orlando Bloom, or was that all gossip?
Were you dating Orlando Bloom ever?
No, never, ever. He's one of my oldest friends, obviously. We grew up together and we're in the Lord of the Rings together, but no, we never dated.
Did you grow up doing Lord of the Rings? Is that what you mean? No, I mean, but did you actually grow up together?
How old was I? I think I was... No, sorry.
You mean you guys
came up together? We were 21 or something when we started filming.
Wow.
Yeah,
but it seems like you were there and
we all
New Zealand
flirted. I was with Royston, my first husband,
oh.
and madly in love with him. So I wasn't on the market, but
There you go.
But no, I've never gone out with Orlando.
Nev, Cheryl Kay wants to know how you and Denise Richards prepared for your iconic scene in Wild Things.
Oh. Which scene was that?
I know.
We drank.
Is that really?
You did. Yeah.
I love it. Isn't that funny? Because if you have to get into a pool and make out, I mean, it's like
awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got right. major
people.
Wow, I love it. It's game time, everybody. More delightful than Liv's dad's spectacularly cavernous mouth are the spectacular sounds that come out of it. So let's play squawker or rocker. It's simple. I'm going to play you a noise. You both guess if it was made by the Aerosmith frontman or some other glorious creature. Okay, so listen to this.
My dad.
Is that your dad?
Wait.
Do you think it's Steven Tyler or something else?
I think that's my dad.
I'll go with, she's going to know her dad.
Okay, let's reveal. Yes, okay, very good. Okay. Okay, let's listen to another one.
No.
Baby? Is that a baby?
Is it a baby? It's a hawk.
Okay.
All right, we're getting it. Okay, now listen to this. Any idea?
Her dad again?
No.
It is a baby. Okay. All right. Next up.
Dad.
Okay. All right. Okay, listen up.
Not my dad.
I have no idea.
Not my dad.
It is a goat. It's a billy goat, everybody. Okay, let's hear another one.
Oh my God, yeah.
Let's hear, yeah. Yes, okay. Last up.
Done.
Let's reveal. Billy goat, thanks for playing. Okay, well, this is interesting. We got an email from Oliver R. Liv, what was your reaction to Orlando Bloom coming out and saying he had a crush on Kate Blanchett during Lord of the Rings?
Amazing. I didn't
Did
know.
Did you know of this?
I didn't.
Wow.
I think we all had a crush on Kate Blanchett.
Right.
So major.
Makes sense. Krista L. texted, Nev, was there ever a storyline on Party of Five that left you rolling your eyes?
Oh, I'm sure there were many. I mean, you know, we did 6 years, 25 episodes a year.
Right, right.
Sometimes they're just trying to come up with stuff.
Yes.
You know? So I'm sure there were many.
Who do you keep in touch with the most from Party of Five?
Scott and Lacey.
Scott and Lacey.
Yeah.
God, he is such a good guy.
We were here together.
Oh, you
last
were here together?
Year.
Of course you were. Oh, really my God, fun. That was amazing. Yeah. Iconic. Jade S. wants to know, Liv, which of your male co-stars was the best kisser?
Oh, I need a list. It's all a blur.
It's all a blur. I love
remember.
It.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always kind of a strange thing because you're not, it's usually.
You do it and then you move.
But it's actually kind of secretly fun.
Right.
You're like, oh, it's kind of a little free ticket for a kiss.
Yes.
It's kind of fun, but it's like, okay, bye. That right. was nice.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Marlo. I'm from Fresno, California.
Hey, Marlo, what's your question?
My question is for Nev. Hey, Nev.
Hi.
What was the best and the worst part about playing Dwayne Johnson's wife in Skyscraper?
Listen, it's not bad to be in a movie with Dwayne Johnson right now.
Yeah, really?
You know, and he's a really nice guy and very humble and very funny. And we had a blast together. And he surrounds himself with good people. So it was just a very happy set. Worst thing? I don't know if there is a worst thing. He's weird in the sense of every time, you know, after lunch break or breakfast, he would ask me what I ate. And it
right.
was and it was a bit like porn. For him, because he doesn't get to eat what he wants. He just gets these little tin things brought to him every 2 hours, and he eats that. Because it's all, you know,
wow.
it's all
wow.
very mathematical.
Wow. Right.
So I had to really talk about the food I ate a lot.
Right.
And I thought at first he was trying to shame me, but he really wasn't. He was just like, and was it grilled? Was it boiled? I'm like, this is weird.
That is really funny.
Strange.
Yes. I met the Rock Taraj when he was here.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're nice, his team.
They're
has.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to the study that says that too much affection at the beginning of a relationship often means it's not going to last. But wait, does this mean the inverse is true? Am I going to marry Scott Baio? Tonight's Jackal goes to learning that you can now buy avocado toast flavored chocolate bars.
Ooh.
Okay. Isn't that gross?
Kind of.
The only greens I want in my chocolate is weed, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's the After Show with Liv Tyler and Matt. She's a principal ballerina at New York City Ballet. Tell me about Ballet Now.
So last July, I was asked by the Music Center in Los Angeles to be the first female to curate 3 evenings of dance. And Elizabeth Moss got word of it and Hulu, and they decided to basically film an intimate, like, what it is behind the scenes. And so you get to really see me. You know, I'm a dancer, but it's my first time putting it all together, being the director. You know.
And are you also in it?
Yeah, I
wow.
danced like 7 of the 15
wow.
ballets.
Oh,
it
my God.
Crazy.
You're like the Barbra Streisand of ballet.
That's a very big compliment.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, I can't wait to see it. Melissa R. texted, who was the most famous person, Liv, to come over for dinner at your house when you were a kid?
Oh. I don't know exactly, but I remember meeting Michael Stipe when I was 9 or 10, and he's one of my dearest friends now as an adult, and I really remember him coming over to my stepdad Todd's house and seeing his face, and
nice.
I always really like that, but yeah.
Like, did Jagger ever come over?
No. I grew up in Maine, though.
You did?
Everybody always says, every interview about me, they say that I'm the daughter of a rock star and I grew up on tour.
Right.
But I was, Todd Rundgren was my dad when I was younger. I had both of them. But yeah. I didn't live with them. I lived with my family in Maine and had a relatively normal upbringing.
Where in Maine?
Around Portland.
Around Portland.
Yeah.
So
I moved to New York when I was 12, I think.
Huh.
So, yeah. Not many rock stars coming for dinner.
In Maine.
Occasionally.
Yeah, right, exactly. Maybe like Dwight Yoakam on his way to Kenny Bunk to entertain the questions.
Well, I actually saw Dwight Yoakam play once.
Really?
So good. Yeah. With his skin tight jeans and his big hat. Is that, he sings that amazing song, It Won't Hurt When I Fall Down from This Bar Stool?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Jenna Price, calling from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Hey, Jenna,
and
what's
I
your
just
question?
Have to,
yep.
I just have to say, first off, my mom and I love you.
Thank you.
But my question is for Nev. Mm-hmm. Nev, what do you think about fans and your Scream co-star Skeet wanting you to play Jughead's mom on Riverdale? Have there been any actual conversations?
I heard about this a week ago. I had two friends tell me about it. I haven't seen the show.
Okay.
And it's funny, the Skeet hasn't called me.
He's like, campaigning for you to play.
He's got my number. He's
I'm so down for you playing
it.
Jughead's mom. I'm very into this idea.
I gotta see it, because I know my friends are like, we love that show.
It's a good show.
Is it?
I myself have appeared as Andy Cohen on the show.
Oh, wow.
But they cut most of my work. All right, I want to thank Liv, Nev, and BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.